thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time once again for our weekly chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, looking at some of the big stories from the charity. And it's a packed one again for us this week. Got a few topics to get through. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
My pleasure, as ever.
Let's kick things off, Matt, with a look at our ECHLO service, which is there for people at that point of diagnosis to provide a whole host of support.
Our eye clinic liaison officers are people we have placed in hospitals across the UK who provide a service of sort of engaging with people who've gone through a sort of clinical eye health experience and come out of that needing some support to be pointed in the right way for whatever it is they need, whether it's some help through the local council and welfare, whether it's further health issues, whether it's some other sort of support that we or other charities can bring. And so they're like a sort of triage system. And they do a brilliant job. We've got about 85 across the UK seeing tens of thousands of people a year. And even through COVID, you know, we've been running that service in a virtual way. We're really proud of this service that we offer, and we're adding about 10 ECHLOs a year. That's been a sort of recent history. What we've done most recently is almost sort of codify the need for an ECHLO into the NHS England measure. All hospitals show whether or not they've got an ECHLO coverage. And we think that's a massive step forward, because it makes the point that NHS England is now bothered to know that people going through an eye health appointment and then needing some support after that, they can show whether a hospital does indeed have cover from an ECHLO or indeed not. And, you know, to take the old adage, what gets done gets measured, means that the NHS are going to focus on getting it done and having ECHLOs in place. And it will only galvanise, you know, other hospitals and existing hospitals to make sure that their coverage of ECHLO is as full as it can be, which must be a benefit for customers, you know, going through an eye health experience and coming out needing some support afterwards. As I just said, we have ECHLOs across Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland as well. And, you know, I'd hope that we will be able to sort of use the lessons learned from what's happening in England to engage across the other sort of devolved nations, because if it's a good idea in England, I'm sure it's a good idea, you know, in the other three countries as well.
We will give some contact details for you a little bit later to learn some more about our services. I want to move from eye health now, Matt, to mental health. Still lots of support out there, especially, you know, if people are going through that sight loss journey as well, having someone to talk to and ask questions of is absolutely vital.
In a similar vein, from May the 10th, which is Monday, isn't it, through to the Sunday, it's Mental Health Awareness Week. And RNIB Scotland, so our Scottish team particularly, are highlighting the emotional reassurance and practical help that, you know, we can offer through lockdown and its aftermath. And I think we all know that COVID has been tough on people who've been at home and have found it a bit more tricky to manage to negotiate society and sort of cope. And clearly that brings challenges if you're blind and partially sighted. You know, we know in Scotland every week 10 people start to lose their sight. So you do the maths over the year, sort of 500 people a year in Scotland, and again multiply that for the UK, you can see how this is a sort of growing issue, or the numbers grow very, very much organically sort of through the year. And so one thing that we're just highlighting as part of this Mental Health Awareness Week, in light of these challenges and, you know, the numbers of people who will, you know, generate an eye health issue through the course of the year, is our Need to Talk telephone counselling service remains available for anyone diagnosed with sight loss, as well as dependents, families, friends and carers, you know, who need to ring up and get some advice or just to get a bit of counselling. So, you know, we have a bevy of trained helpers across the UK to support that. And I would just encourage people, get in touch with us. And I'm sure, Alan, you'll put all the details out, but the helpline number is 0303 123 9999, or you can email at needtotalk@rnib.org.uk.
Absolutely. We'll remind you of the details a little bit later as well. Need to Talk, of course, for Scotland and Northern Ireland, but as Matt said, there's a UK-wide support from the RNIB, so please do get in touch. A couple more topics, Matt. The high streets are all opening up again, as are RNIB shops.
We've got our resource centres, you know, where we showcase and sell technology and various, you know, support materials, canes and the like. And as we've got people now starting to, you know, come back into the workplace, as you mentioned, retail's been open now for about a month. It's timely that we open ours. So I'm pleased to say that in London, in Edinburgh and Belfast, from Monday the 10th of May, our Products for Life stores will be open. London store's going to be open from 10 till 4, Monday to Friday. A bit less in Belfast and Edinburgh, but we'll be open in Belfast and Edinburgh from 9:30 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And there's a bit of discipline around that to make sure that people feel safe, you know, both people coming in, and clearly our staff are able to cope as well. So I'm afraid people are going to need to book an appointment, but I think you'll find that reassuring. So please go to rnib.org.uk/stores. Or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and we can book you in for a 30-minute sort of slot to give you actually a personalised sort of shopping experience in a safe, spacious environment.
Great news indeed. Now, we like to talk about some of our fundraising projects that are up and running at the moment. And indeed, each week on RNIB Connect Radio, we're going to be chatting with people taking part in Marathon Mates, all ages, even a runner in Switzerland we're going to be chatting to. But Matt, it's underway at the moment.
Some of your listeners who've been listening into this for some time will know that we developed this last year out of our Double Dash concept, which we couldn't do, which was a tethered running event that we first ran 2 years ago, but clearly difficult to run with people at the moment. So this sort of virtual doubling up Marathon Mates, running with a virtual friend to cover the ground, 26 miles between you in the month, you know, not too arduous, but it's a great virtual evolution of our Double Dash concept, already with people running and sort of posting videos and points on all sorts of social media outlets. So, you know, it started well, funds are coming through. And I just encourage your listeners again, if they want to participate, still plenty of time. There's 3.5 weeks to go in May. You only need to do 26 miles between two of you, so it's not too arduous a challenge, but it's a bit of fun, keeps you fit, and raise a bit of money for the RNIB along the way. And I think, as you said, Alan, a bit like I just said on our stores opening up, I mean, life is starting to come back a bit more to normal, and we would hope through the second half of the year that we can get back into more face-to-face activity, both our own events and also, you know, getting people back supporting the RNIB in some of the public events, whether it's a run or another type of challenge. You know, we'd hope to see that RNIB vest out there, you know, trotting around the London Marathon or whatever, earning some funds. But for the moment, Marathon Mates is the current event. And I would just encourage people to maybe look on social media, see what's going on. And if you fancy it, sign up and get going with a mate. I ran 3Ks last night, which was after a dog walk and mostly downhill. But I can certainly feel the benefit today in my legs.
Tomorrow in Switzerland, yeah, take a note from Matt there, run downhill. Plenty of them.
Silly beast running uphill, I find. So,
and if you'd like more information on any of the topics we're talking about today, go to rnib.org.uk. The helpline is there on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask her to call RNIB helpline. Matt, great chatting with you as always. We'll catch up again next week. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.